In the court-martial of Army Private Bradley Manning, a witness for the defense says certain documents Manning disclosed to WikiLeaks did not threaten national security. Retired Air Force Colonel Morris Davis says most of the detainee assessments in question from Guantanamo had been exposed by sources other than the anti-secrecy website, but the documents are still classified. A Brazilian newspaper is reporting that the U.S. has spied on most Latin American countries with a focus on energy and oil. O Globo is citing documents leaked by former NSA contract worker Edward Snowden, the American fugitive wanted in the U.S. on espionage charges. The paper says the materials show Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, and Venezuela drew the greatest attention. There's been a flurry of speculation today on whether Venezuela was granting Snowden asylum, but so far, no confirmation of that. 30 people were arrested during a United Mine Workers of America protest in West Virginia. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the union workers were demonstrating against Patriot Coal.
They came from all over the country to gather in Fairmont, West Virginia, huddled under umbrellas and plastic ponchos to protest Patriot Coal's plan to cut wages, benefits, and health care. UMWA President Cecil Roberts told the crowd,
"We will get our health care, we'll keep our health care, and we won't stop fighting until we have it."
Patriot Coal is a spinoff of Peabody Energy and filed for bankruptcy last year. The union says that was a deliberate plan to end health care for retirees. A U.S. bankruptcy judge ruled in May that Patriot could abandon its collective bargaining agreements with the miners' union. Last week, Patriot said it was imposing benefit cuts that are less severe than those approved by the court and that talks with the union continue. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
This is